The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello. Today on Daily Pop, look out, Kim Kardashian. Deborah Messing is coming for that ass. Here with us today is super producer and the creator of Love & Hip Hop, Mona Scott Young.
Hello, hello.
And we're back with Kim. I've never met a check I didn't like, Whitley.
You guys, a lot of star power on this panel today.
Oh, yes, it is.
We're gonna have a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you look nice.
You thank you.
Like Thanksgiving, October-ish, ready.
It's the first day of fall.
Very first day of fall. You're giving us the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Epic fall has just begun. And speaking of, it was just announced that Kim Kardashian will be one of the hosts on Saturday Night Live next season. Mm. And Deborah Messing was not here for it. She tweeted, "Why Kim Kardashian? I mean, I know she's a cultural icon, but SNL has hosts generally who are performers who are there to promote a film, a TV show, or an album launch. Am I missing something here?"
Is Deborah hating? What's happening here?
Deborah's like, hating hard.
I'm just saying, like, because listen, she laid it all out. She's talking about they promote their films, their product. Kim is a walking marketing machine. I'm sure she has something to promote. I don't know. Is it me? It makes all the sense in the world.
I think Lorne Michaels knows that the game is changing. And if
Absolutely. You
want to keep up, you got to change with it. Look, he had Elon Musk on last season.
Absolutely.
It was one of his highest rated shows. So he's thinking outside the box. I will say, Deborah, I get your frustration, but why don't you do like everybody else and tune in the privacy of your own home to see if she's gonna fail? Because that's what a lot of people are gonna wanna watch for.
Why do we think she's gonna fail? I think she knows how to do this.
She's
her own little personality. She can handle this.
Oh, she can handle it.
And Lord knows she'll have enough products to promote.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, it's gonna be hysterical because, first of all, they have writers. They're gonna write for her.
Exactly.
She's going to read it off the cue cards or the teleprompter. And she's going to deliver, she's going to rehearse, and she'll be fine. Come on. Kim Kardashian is going to be absolutely fine. And they're going to write skits around her that are probably going to make fun of her and her family. It's going to be hilarious.
And she knows how to laugh at herself. But why is Deborah hating, though? What's
happening? You know
happening?
Why? Because Deborah's that old school thought process of you're famous for just being famous. Mm. I don't think reality stars should get the same things as performers or actors
got it.
But you know better than I do how much work goes into being a reality star.
Absolutely. And those guys, they are, like I said, with Kim, marketing machines. They always have products. They are today's personalities, right? Mm-hmm. So they're today's stars. That's, you know.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, they're the icons stars now. We've got to give in to the changing times.
Go with the times. And that's what Lorne Michaels is doing.
Absolutely.
He's going with
it's
the
smart.
Times.
It's smart.
Yeah, absolutely. I like it.
Me too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of the changing times, everybody's got a side hustle, including Harry Styles. He's gone from pop star to therapist. Harry was rocking at a concert in St. Paul, Minnesota last night when a fan sign caught his eye. It said, "Should I text him?" Here's how Harry responded. This is crazy.
Let's see.
"In my opinion, if you should, this isn't even a question. So text him, I can't text him too soon. And now I'm thinking about double texting. That's a whole different risky business. It's a whole thing, okay? My personal opinion is that if there's any sort of games, trash, not for you.
I love him.
What is trash, though?
Like, if a dude is not texting you back,
yes,
and you have to run after a dude.
He's trash and trash him.
But by the way, we all love to be in the recycle bin.
Yes, there you go. But good for him. I love the fact that he has so stepped out of everything that we thought he was and has evolved into, like, this pop culture,
yes,
you know, kind of enigma.
Yes.
Right? He's his own thing.
Do we take dating advice from him?
I mean, we should. He's probably the dude who was not texting us back and leaving us on red. So why wouldn't you want to know the market research from the market?
But can I say something? His advice was dead on. He was good. It was good advice.
Bamona, you already know. And Kim, you too. Woman to woman.
Mm-hmm.
You already know when someone tells us you shouldn't be with that person, stop texting him, what's it going to make us do?
You go text him.
Absolutely.
And by the time we ask them if we should text, we already texted.
Thank you.
Can't be very clear.
But we just sit there because I've done this. Should I text him? We are stalking him, and it's a hot mess.
But because, you know what's good about texting? I'm sorry.
No, I love your voice. I want to talk like you.
You do talk like me. I feel like you do.
I do. No, it's not
no,
as cute.
No, it's not the
it's
same?
It's not as cute.
Oh, I don't think it's cute at all, honey. I listen to myself, and I'm like,
we all do it.
But you know what I do? I send emojis, so I don't have to do words, because you know those eyeballs when mm-hmm. you're just like eyes, mm-hmm. and then it's like, you know, that way it's just like, I'm not really texting you, but I'm just checking in on you.
I'm reminding you.
Exactly.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use that little emoji.
No, not me. I'm texting.
So
I'm like, what's up?
You don't think I'm thirsty.
Yes, exactly.
Girl, we all know.
It's a casual text when you just send a picture.
Yes.
You know?
You're so lucky that you met your man before this whole IG thing, before there was flying out and points and getting people to cities that you didn't know you can get them to. Because now the dating game is so crazy.
Oh, like, it's insane.
Meanwhile, you only had to fight the woman who you could see. Now you gotta fight
people sliding in the DMs.
Yes.
And it's getting flued out.
Yeah,
But you know what's really crazy is I've watched the young adults, say, you know, 16, the dating, they don't know how to communicate.
Right.
Young kids do not know how to communicate because they text an emoji
exactly.
so much. When you see them, they finally meet or they're finally together.
They don't know what's happening.
Exactly.
And the worst part, I didn't even know emojis had expirations. Like, right now, I'll do the laughing face, and my daughter's like, no. Nobody's doing that anymore.
Nobody's doing that.
It's still here. What do you mean nobody's doing this? She's like, you got to upgrade your emoji keyboard.
Apple.
Are you kidding
Who
me?
Who knew?
You have to upgrade. Oh, it's too much.
Girl,
it's
we just
much.
Got Kim out of a flip phone. Take your time. You guys, you know I am gay and I love a good costume change, and apparently so does Kathy Hilton. She showed up for a dinner with friends wearing this beautiful Chanel red dress looking bomb. But check out what she was wearing when she left Craig's.
I'm in a table.
How are you, Miss Hilton?
Good, how are you?
How are you?
She spilled something.
Well, first of all, forget the spill.
Right.
When somebody has your upper arm, when somebody holds you down here, it's not really guiding you because that's not steady. But when somebody got a grip on your upper arm,
you had too many drinks.
It's something going on right there. They are steady as two people. So something has happened.
But wait a minute. Did she think it was better to walk out in a tablecloth than in a dress that was wet or had whatever she spilled on it? She thought a tablecloth was a better alternative.
Kathy Hilton and Mariah Carey live by their own rules, okay? They can do whatever they want. They are unicorns. I was actually with Kathy earlier in the night, and she was getting overheated at the Abbey. She did this thing for Children's Hospital.
What?
We put her feet in a bucket of water because she couldn't walk in her heels anymore.
That is hysterical.
Because she was taking photos with fans. So by the time she got to Craig's, I was like, I already know where this is going. I'm going to go home because y'all about to get lit at Craig's.
That is funny. But can I say something? She is rocking that tablecloth.
Oh,
do you see how she did the whole halter-top situation?
You almost didn't know. If you didn't see what she
exactly.
would not have known.
You know why? That's called money.
Hello.
That's called money.
And she might have been flashing.
Yeah, she does. She does.
She might have been flashing, though. That might have been why she needed the halter instead of the dress. Listen, let me tell you something. When that heat rises up from your feet, you will snatch everything off, including the wig.
Okay? Oh, my goodness.
You know.
I mean, they are still, they're sharp, though. That whole group of them, look at all three of them. The man with the yellow jacket, the girlfriend's purse, they are flying. That tablecloth. Now, she can sell that on auction now. That tablecloth can raise some money for charity.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I've done that before, so I've seen that.
Walked out of a restaurant in a tablecloth?
What? Back in the day when I would have
honey.
My little cycle. Oops. Now, honey, it didn't change something. I laughed too hard. Oops. Now, baby, a tablecloth in a minute.
Honey, we're going to put your panties up for auction today. Okay, we're going to put your panties up for auction today.
Absolutely. Don't put them up too high because it'll get a blackout in here.
Hey. You guys, don't go anywhere. We have a Spice Girl in the house. Mel C and Gleb are here to dish on Dancing with the Stars and more when we're back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You guys, the 14-year-old gay boy inside of me is bursting with excitement because we have an icon in the studio. Say hello to Melanie C. herself. Yay. And her partner, Gleb.
She's kind of young to be called an icon.
No, an instant icon.
Instant
She icon. Was an instant icon. I mean, look, we've seen you on the dance floor. We've seen you on stage. How did your life in Spice Girls gear you up to go on Dancing with the Stars?
You know, I think it has been a great, like, learning tour for me, you know, performing in really stressful situations. You know, we were first out on the season premiere.
That's a lot.
So it was, like, a lot of pressure. So obviously I could, you know, use my nerves, hopefully in a good way, but the dancing is so technical and so different. I'm really having to put the hours in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But you didn't do that in your concerts. You weren't really choreographed and ready. So when this opportunity came up, you were like, oh, please, easy. I'm going to win.
Oh, my God. I wish. You know what's so wonderful about the show? And the cast we have this season is so brilliant. Everybody's really different. And everybody has different things to offer. So there are great dancers, but there are also great personalities.
Yeah.
And the show is about all of that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Now, when they called you, was there a certain dance partner you wanted? And then they just gave you one.
Mm-hmm. Look, we're all here for the Russians. We're all like, I'm with the Russians.
Act like you're not here. Don't look up.
I was manifesting.
Me.
Really?
Right?
And I got
right?
him.
Right?
I have the best partner. I was like, I'm still a fangirl. I was like, oh my God, I'm dancing with a Spice Girl. Like, you know, I grew up in Russia and I was watching MTV. Like every morning I was like, turn on the TV and Spice Girls come on. I was like, yeah. So I'm like huge fan
still. That when you were getting ready for school.
Kind of.
I have to know this. I've always wanted to.
University.
Yes.
Go ahead and ask it, honey. Me too.
I'm like,
I want to know.
When they said, okay, we're gonna call you Sporty, were you like, no, I had another name picked out, this is not what I'm going for?
No.
Or did you just dive into it because...
It's, honestly, this story is nuts. So we went out there and originally, you know, when we were forming as a girl band, we were trying to find our look. Because, you know, historically, girl bands have either dressed the same or been coordinated. Yeah. But someone always felt uncomfortable. So we'd rock up to rehearsals, I'd be in my track pants and, you know, Jerry being something quirky, my beer being the leopard. And it was just like, we kind of look great as this mishmash and we're so different, let's just do it. And we presented ourselves to the world like that. And then there's a magazine called Top of the Pops magazine
in
the UK.
Yes.
And they gave us our nicknames. It was just a throwaway little thing in the mag 1 week. And it stuck. And here in the US, a lot of people don't know our real names. We're known by those nicknames. So we just embraced them and ran with it.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Speaking of that, you know, I feel like you guys have been teasing us for years about a Spice Girls reunion.
Give us
the
reunion.
So what is the word?
Victoria okay. said she's in.
Right? Did she?
Yes.
Did she mail you this morning?
Did she mail you this morning?
We are working on her, let me tell you. So we did some stadium shows in 2019 over in the UK, and they were phenomenal. We had the best time ever. And our intention was continue to go around the world. Of course, we're in this difficult situation where traveling is hard right now, but we are constantly talking about beyond the pandemic, you know, when it's safe to travel, to have lots of people in venues. That's what we want to do. We want to get back here. We love it here.
No, for sure. Come back. But also, look, I don't want you to just do your Spice Girl stuff. I love your solo records, and you're on your eighth. I know what the different sound is, but for the audience, how would you explain your solo sound as compared to what you did with the Spice Girls?
Okay, well, I suppose it's maybe a little bit more electronic. You know, it's still pop music, but I love dance music, and I've been DJing for a few years, and it just kind of reignited that passion for dance. So there's some, like, house influences in there. There's been a little bit of disco as well, but it's still really fun. It's really poppy and really positive. You know, I think from the Spice Girls, the thing I've carried through is I like to have really positive messages in my music. Mm-hmm. So I'm loving it. Yeah, the last album has done great. It's been frustrating because I can't tour it and play it live right now. But, it's out there, and I'm loving it.
Gleb, I gotta know. I'm gonna put you on the spot.
All right, let's go.
As a straight man from Russia, what was the Spice Girls song you used to sing in your bathroom without your friends knowing? Because you know everybody had one.
Help me out.
I want to know about his new girlfriend because I think, you know, are you all in love? Y'all gonna make it? The tabloids have been obsessed with you lately. I mean, how does that make you feel? I want to know about this new girlfriend.
It feels good.
Have you ever been with a black woman?
Okay, her name is Elena. Same name as my ex-wife. Which
that's
like,
good. You won't make any mistakes.
He's consistent, at least.
Okay, I like it.
Well, it's really new. Like, you know, it's fun. You know, it's good.
Early days.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's great.
Any and dance moves feel, you want to show me?
How does she feel with you bumping and grinding with an icon?
Oh, look at that baby.
She actually is super supportive. She's like, oh, my God, I can't wait to come to the show. And unfortunately, we don't get any tickets this season. She's a huge fan, too. She can't wait to meet Melanie.
I'm sorry. I got to stop. I've never been on Dance with the Stars. Can you just hold me?
Okay, come on.
Wait, what do I do?
We're going to do a little salsa. So you're going to start going back with your right. One and two.
Get it.
Three and four.
Get it.
Okay.
Five and six.
I was hoping we could do the tango.
You're doing great, sweetie.
And yes.
You gotta go check out Dancing with the Stars every Monday on ABC. You can also watch the next day on On Demand and on Hulu. And ABC, call Kim because she is ready. Coming up, Harry and Meghan's first public appearance. Kim, is your back okay?
I wasn't ready for him to dip it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Look, I want to talk about Meghan and Harry right now because they are making their first public appearance together since welcoming their daughter, Lilibet, in June. They just met with the mayor of New York City at the One World Observatory. But you guys, I'm sorry. I got to talk about something more important.
What?
How fine is Gleb?
Oh, he looks like a chiseled.
And then the strong hold and...
I thought my big behind was going to take him down.
Girl, I thought I was going to have to get a bucket.
He held you up.
Did you see him?
Oh, he held you up.
He held me up, but he was trembling a little bit.
his knees buckled at one point.
Yeah, his knees. I saw him. I was like, oh.
But he is a cutie.
Oh, my God. But yeah, then he wanted to jiggle it. You saw he, like, went to jiggle
it. Yeah, he was doing a lot.
You liked it.
I did.
We liked it.
You did, too.
I did, too.
Yes. Mona came in for some leftovers.
Listen, I had to jump right in there and get my little two-step in.
Oh, my God. So
look at
hot.
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys, you never know what's going to happen on this show. The craziness. We are out of control. Rihanna continues to take over the world. Let's get
Speaking
back to
of
our
out
jobs.
Of control.
Yes.
Yes.
Last night, she premiered her Savage X Fenty fashion show in New York, and she told Victor why her red carpet debut with A$AP Rocky almost didn't happen.
Huh. You and Rocky absolutely crushed the Met Gala's carpet. Did you guys have a conversation about the look? Did he have any input on your look? Did you have input on his look? The blanket specifically is what I'm talking about.
You know what? We did not. We actually did not. We weren't even sure if we were going to go. So separately, we were planning our looks just to, you know, to be prepared. And we ended up going, getting ready together and going. And I didn't even realize we were on the carpet together until somebody said, well, you're making your debut. And I was like, oh,
what I love about the show is it's all about inclusivity, bringing people in from all shapes, sizes, all walks of life. What do you think makes you feel the most sexy when you're watching these models walk?
Seeing the different body types, honestly, because there are certain things that I designed that I'm like, I would never wear that. Like, there's just no way that's gonna make my stomach look terrible. But then I see somebody in it and I'm like, oh, no way. Like, I could wear that, too. Like, because women just are so confident in this show.
Now, the last time we spoke to you, you admitted that you love a man that smells good and that goes after it, is a hard worker, a guy that goes and does it, right? So what's your biggest turn off?
A man that doesn't smell good and sits on his ass all day. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there that you gotta go after it and find one or make one.
Right?
She's so friggin' cute. I love her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, you
She's
have
so
no
cute.
Clue.
You
no
know?
Clue. She glides in.
Exactly. But that wasn't their debut. Why are they saying that? We've seen them everywhere, walking into restaurants.
Red carpet.
That was the red carpet debut. Okay.
Uh-huh. It was the red carpet where she claimed his ass for the first time.
Really? Oh, I felt like it's been like, we are together.
It's been like, you know what? We're going to keep this under the radar, but we cool, we good. But I don't want to let y'all know.
Got it.
Because y'all get in my business too quick.
Well, it's funny that they say they didn't get dressed together because Lord knows.
Well, right. That was a lot of material.
That was a lot of fabric.
So they probably did have to get dressed separately.
Lots of wool.
Yeah,
you know, died in the making of these
outfits.
They
both could not be in the car together. Absolutely not.
Bless their hearts.
Well, they used all the fabric on those outfits because there is no fabric in the Savage X Fenty Show Volume 3, which streams exclusively on Prime Video all over the world today. I have seen it. It is amazing.
Oh, I gotta see it.
Now, Rihanna's not the only one stripping down. Since I have legal access to Kim's security cameras, I saw you were running around the house butt-ass naked last night with a friend who was a female. So what happened?
Why did you stop like that? Like, you know something about this.
Okay. Oh, the producers? Okay, all right. See, this is why you cannot talk to people in private, because then they find out. Okay, this is what happened.
Well, Kim, it's called a conference call. Let me give you the definition of a conference call.
My dog, my little puppy, went out, and my girlfriend, my friend, you can't say girlfriend, then people think we're together, but she is my girlfriend and friend. Look at them. Dexter got sprayed by a skunk. She talking about, it's a chemical. There's a chemical release outside. I guess Amy did this. She grabs the dog, brings him to me, and puts him in my face and says, smell, and lays him on me. I almost throw up, so we take up all our clothes, we put them in a bag, and we put him in the tub, and I got tomato sauce, and I poured it all over the dog.
Did not work.
She's been watching too many cartoons. She got tomato sauce like she on the Looney Tunes.
But that's what you're supposed to do.
No, Mona. That is an old wives' tale.
I've
never been sprayed by a skunk. What the heck do I know?
Don't do tomato sauce.
So what are you supposed to do? Milk?
No, don't you do it.
Okay.
You have to put a quart of water, baking soda, a little bit of dish soap, and peroxide. And you have to rinse all the, put it on the dog, then you have to wash it with shampoo, then do it again. That doesn't help put a little vinegar. Let me tell you something. I was up all night. That's why I'm exhausted. Okay, producers, very funny.
By the way, something about and you doesn't scream. I'm good at chemistry. So does that dog have hair today?
No.
Not only is he blonde, right, he's been blind.
Yes.
Okay?
Right. I did try not to get it. You're right. It was too much going on. And then they said, don't let the solution sit or it'll blow up. I said,
oh,
okay.
My God. But wait a minute. Why did you strip down? Because you were...
She was already. She was already.
I'm surprised y'all don't smell me right now. Oh. She had to take off her clothes and they said, put it in the bag and then you have to wash that with baking soda.
Oh, you could just throw it away.
Thank you.
You could just throw it away.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't have money like you. Throw it away.
Right.
Please. Did she say throw it away?
Wait. So no. Did you get into the solution as well? Because you're looking a little lighter today.
I did. You know what I did? I put the baking soda on me. I just took a shower.
She brined as well.
Nicely seasoned.
Okay. You should see my girlfriend Amy when she left it. You talk about a tablecloth. Let me tell you something. She left it. She had nothing on him. God.
The fact that you never gave her any clothes after helping you clean up that chemical spill is even crazier.
It was late at night. I'm up all night. She said chemical. It was a skunk.
Speaking of brining, we're going to be making some Cuban food. We have a celebrity chef. Chris Valdez is going to show us how to whip up some classic dishes next. It's National Hispanic Heritage Month, and we're celebrating with my favorite, some Cuban food. Celebrity chef and cookbook author Chris Valdez has cooked with stars like A-Rod and Magic Johnson, and now he's cooking for us.
Yeah.
He's cooking for us.
I'm bringing some sabor Latino on set today.
Oh, I am super pumped. I don't know what that means, but we will find out. You guys, scan that QR code so you can get these recipes, and you won't miss a damn thing. All right, now what are we making?
So we're going to start off with some tostones with ropa vieja, which are fried green plantains with ropa vieja, which is shredded beef.
Mm, ooh, nice.
So this right here is going to get you a date. So pay attention.
I'm ready.
And this is going to win you a date. So we're going to start off with some green plantains, and we're going to take off the skin. We're going to cut them in 2-inch pieces, and we're going to fry them.
And so these are not the sweet ones, right? Because you could do this with the sweet ones,
oh,
too.
Oh, you could do that with the sweet ones and then fry them, and you have a nice sweet side. But these are like fried tostón chips. You know, it's like a big chip.
You get the chip.
Crunchy, scrumptious. So once you fry them, it's a two-fry process. Once you fry them, and they're like this color.
Yep.
That bright yellow. You're going to put it on the paper towel.
But wait, did you soak it like in some salt or something so that it has a little, you put it on afterwards?
No,
See, everybody makes it a little differently.
Everyone has their own tip, you know?
Their own little thing. Yes.
So once you let it drain and it's not hot, we're going to use a can. Now, in my Cuban household, if this can goes missing, my mom will slap.
People are ready to fight.
So, and I remember when I was going to culinary school, I'm like, we have measuring cups. She's like, don't touch my can.
I love this.
Yeah, so basically we took off the top and we used the bottom of that can to press down.
Oh, I've never thought about this.
That tostón chip. Look at that.
Can I say, Chris, you know what we do it with two saucers. You put it in between. That's a Haitian thing, because we make these as well.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, we're all very closely connected.
Okay, look how cute this is.
That's what I love.
Okay, this came out perfect.
Yes, it is perfect.
Look at that. You're a pro.
This is amazing.
So, and then ready for fry number two. And we end up with this beautiful, crunchy tostón.
Mm. Oh, you fry it again.
Yeah, you fry it again. You fry it again, and then you make sure you salt it afterwards. So, to finish this dish, we need to make our garlic aioli. That's gonna add some extra flavor in there. So we have some mayo. We're gonna add some red wine vinegar, which is our acidity. Some chili powder for that little bam of heat.
For the zhuzh.
Yes, that little, you know, spiciness. Mm-hmm. You have your cilantro, very important cilantro. And garlic, minced garlic. Mm. And just mix it around. And that's gonna make our garlic aioli.
This stuff is
I never
so
knew
good.
How aioli was made. This
there
is
you
so
go.
Crazy.
You're making aioli. You're ready for that date.
I'm ready for that date.
Look at that.
I hope I meet a Cuban man.
Oh, if you go to Miami, there's plenty of Cuban men and women and whatever
Justin, have you been to Cuba?
Huh? I've never been to Cuba.
Oh, my God. It was the most amazing experience.
Isn't it so fun?
My entire family. It was like being captured in time.
Yes.
The cars, the people, the food.
Oh, you know what will really capture you in time? If you have a mojito as soon as you get there.
Oh, honey.
That'll really capture you.
I was having mojitos for breakfast.
You don't want to go have a mojito.
I've been there, too.
Can we try this?
Okay, so basically, you put the ropa vieja on the tostón. You put some of that garlic aioli on top.
I'm on it.
Look at that.
Do we have to tell people what the ropa vieja is? Like, that's shredded beef.
Shredded beef that we cooked with onions, peppers, and tons of love. Look at that. This is a good portion for me.
I could eat this stuff by itself.
By the way, garlic, you don't need
garlic, the aioli. I could eat it by itself.
You don't need the salt or anything because aioli has it all.
It's so good.
And there you go. That's how you end up with the perfect, beautiful tostón. So now I got some dessert for you guys. I know you guys like to eat. So we have our three milks. We have condensed milk, we have regular milk, and we have evaporated milk.
That is tres leches.
Tres leches, which translates into three milks. And we're going to mix that with a little vanilla extract. My secret for this dish is adding a little bit of rum in there because rum makes everything delicious. Once you mix that around...
Rum makes everything better.
Yeah.
Always.
Right? Especially after a long day. And then we're going to poke holes on our
cake,
and we're going to add this milk right there.
Let me ask you a question. You know, Kim gets the bubble guts when I make stuff with milk for her. So if you're lactose intolerant, what's the secret?
Mm-hmm. This is what I love about this recipe. You can use almond milk. You can use oat milk. You can use lactose-free milk. So it's perfect for all of those combinations. Then we're going to top it off with some whipped cream.
Wait, do I only have one milk? Oh, they're all already
they're all
mixed.
In there, yeah.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention.
We're going to add some strawberries.
You ran the shredded beef, that's why.
I was still eating the shredded beef.
My doctor's always asking me if I have my fruits and veggies, so that's why I always incorporate it into all my sweets.
Oh. I didn't realize tres leches was this easy.
Look at this.
This is, let me taste this real fast.
And this is part of our heritage of being Latino, that these are the type of dishes that we have and bring to the family table and create memories and bring friends over.
What is the history of this? Like, is it because they were trying to get kids to drink milk? Let's throw it on top of some cake?
God knows, but that's a great
Chris.
You
know,
is that, did you have a few mojitos when you created that?
Right.
This
Chris,
is good.
Tell people where they can find these recipes and many more.
My cookbook, One with the Kitchen, online. And we need to enjoy this. Cheers to good food and Hispanic heritage.
You guys, do not go anywhere.
We're
going to be talking to Jason and Lauren Kennedy and how they're preparing for their baby. That is next. You guys, this one is personal. Erin Lim Rhodes sat down with Jason Kennedy and his wife, Lauren, who are expecting their first baby after years of struggling.
I have great news for you. You're pregnant.
Yay! We got a sick puppy, but we got a healthy baby.
The Kennedy!
What's up?
Congratulations, guys.
Thanks.
Congratulations to you.
Oh my God.
Thank you. We would like a smoothie after this interview.
Yeah, I told him he's got to make you a smoothie.
I will make you a smoothie. I've learned one thing, and that's to stay ahead of the hunger.
Coming, honey. Yeah.
It is not easy.
Tell me about the moment you guys found out you're pregnant.
I ordered this pregnancy test that my friend told me to get. So we got home and I went in the bathroom, snuck in there and took the test first, and then I put it on his bedside table.
I was like, you know, maybe this should just be a personal moment between us, but I think the cool moment and the overall thing that I've experienced being in, you know, this quote IVF community is you're in this family now with people.
Well, it's day one of our IVF journey. I'm very excited.
How was it?
It was nice.
And you've been going through it for how many years? Four?
Well, we tried naturally for over 4 years, and then we realized there were just some complications and we weren't going to be able to conceive naturally. And instead of just being devastated about it, we said, all right, that's just it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, we can't cry and just wallow in that.
You aren't fooling. You aren't fooling.
Shut up. Shut up.
The FaceTime video was really cool because, you know, I think that's the best part about telling people, like, how are you going to share it? We just started calling people, and Kathy Lee and Maria Shriver and Justin and Haley. And Judah and Chelsea, our pastors.
Lauren, how do you think Jason's gonna be as a dad?
So, so precious. I think.
Do you?
Yes. I mean, obviously a dog is different than a child, but seeing him with Ben, it is just so sweet.
Is there anything you're nervous about?
That's a good question. I want to hear this.
That is a good question. I mean, I have thought about just having one hand. Sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing, but like truly.
One hand?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I have so many friends that have kids with one arm and they're just like, you literally learn it in like a day and you're good.
What about nursery? Is it already set up? What is this registry looking like?
Do you want to see the nursery? This is the nursery. It's also where my parents sleep. So this is gonna, we're gonna get rid of this, and then Todd Chrisley's crib is gonna go probably right here. It's kind of crazy. I haven't walked in here yet thinking about what this is gonna be, but this is gonna be a whole new season of life in here, which is pretty cool.
Oh, you guys, love hanging out with you too.
Thanks,
you
too.
Love you guys.
Daily Pop. We miss you guys.
Justin, back to you in the studio.
Back to you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Hey, isn't it the sweetest thing ever? Oh, I cannot wait to give baby Kennedy this video just so he or she knows how much she or he will, it was love before he was even here, and how hard your parents fought for you. Congratulations, Jason and Lauren. This has been a wild and fun and an honor to be on this ride with you guys. Truly.
Oh, congratulations.
Up next, are we getting another Bridesmaid movie? Question mark? Well, Melissa McCarthy is telling all after this. Okay, y'all, welcome back to Daily Pop. The moment we have all been waiting for. Jana Kramer had an awkward run-in with her ex while she was out with her new man, Jay Cutler. And the only reason why I've been waiting for this is because I already know Jana gonna tell us everything. So listen to what went down.
You know, it's really messed up. The photographer tried to get a picture with all three of us. And I was like, no, 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 no. I will say that was a really, that was really hard to see him there.
I bet.
Seeing him like flirt with other girls. And I mean, granted, I was there as well, you know, doing my thing, but it was really hard. It was it looked so easy for him. I talked to my therapist about it. I was like, just a little piece of me was kind of like, it would have been nice to be like, yeah, this is hard.
Jana, I want to tell you something because you're my girl. I promise you, your man was faking that shit.
He was faking the funk.
He was faking the funk. I love how women think they're the only people who can fake things.
I love the fact that she was like, and he looked so good with it that I had to go talk to my therapist. I mean,
she was just rambling and running her mouth because it hurt. She said it was hard. She did it.
Yes.
Said it was hard. And she was mad because it looked so easy.
Because when we say move on, we don't mean move on. We mean suffer for the rest of your life over the loss of me.
Oh, no, no, okay? I'm opposite.
Oh, no. You mean move on?
Ooh, I mean move on. Let me meet your new girl. Hey, Lisa. Hey, Kimberly. Here's the manual.
But stop it.
Here's
you
my
know
quick
that
notes.
You sit there and you go, how long were you checking for her or him or whatever? But no, you don't really mean move
y'all
on.
Y'all let both me... don't know the game, honey.
What's the game?
What's
now,
the game?
The game is this.
School us.
You show up on the carpet with another man that looks better than him. Trust and believe tears him down every time.
Well, that's what she's saying. She's saying that it didn't tear him down, and that's what's messing her up.
She looked like she was by herself.
No, she was with her other man.
She was with her other man,
but
yes.
It was her man. She was with her other man.
But was he a better looking, better dude?
He's a richer one.
Game over.
No,
so
it wasn't
you're
game
saying
over.
That he was lying, that he was acting like it was all good, but he went home, balled up in the fetal position, and sucked his thumb for the
better
rest of the night.
Better bank account or better looking trumps the game every time. He's somewhere in the corner, butt naked, shaking.
Like you were last night.
Why you had to bring that up?
I'm gonna bring it up because you said it on a conference call. The problem is though, the expectation of seeing our ex, like, oh, what it's gonna be like when he sees me with my new man.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's gonna be like, who is this?
Oh, I see your new
But
man.
By the way, that guy probably be prepared for that because he's also a celebrity and he knows you're gonna be there.
Yep.
So
he's been mentally preparing himself.
Yes.
And he's like, do not cry.
Do not cry.
Her new man is fly. He was cute.
Well, it's not hers yet.
Uh-oh. She's borrowing them?
We're going to get to that in the commercial break.
Oh, Lord.
Melissa McCarthy and Chris O'Dowd are teaming up again for The Starling, a film about a couple fighting their way back after losing a child. They told us why they can't quit each other and if there's a Bridesmaid sequel in their future.
You really think that time is going to make all of this okay? It's going to make us okay?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we can't stay here like this. This is not good.
I know.
I think she's supremely talented, that Melissa McCarthy. I think she's such, not only an actor capable of kind of displaying all of the things that you need to display, but can do it while being warm and bringing other people into the group.
I just agree. No, I'm kidding. there's a reason you go back to working with the same people. This is the third time I've worked with Chris because, one, he's unbelievably fun and a lovely human being, and he's incredibly talented. I hope we're talking about this on our 15th thing together.
And maybe by that time, life will be a little less virtual.
I am not a tech wizard. I will openly admit that most of like what's happening now, there's a lot of wires back here. It's a frickin' mess. There's a light over here. I'll be glad when that bit's over.
I was never meant to be a hermit, so I miss just really sitting face to face with people and chatting.
I really miss the way journalists smell. I miss the wafting aromas of a room full of journalists. You can't formulate that.
So could their next collaboration be a Bridesmaid sequel?
No, but we are redoing all of Steve Guttenberg's movies together. This is
two men and a lady and a baby.
It sings off the tongue.
I want to turn you into a cartoon. I just want a little emoji of you dancing on my screen.
Call VH1.
Just to make me...
The Starling is out on Netflix tomorrow. Coming up, we've got a surprise for Kim.
Ow! Wait a minute.
We heard you didn't have any clothes, girl, so we went ahead and called Damona Scott.
I feel like I know what's about to happen, I don't.
Look, welcome back. They say everybody's got a twin, and in Kim's case, the proof is in the pudding. We just talked to her Hollywood doppelganger, Jackay Harray.
Is she coming in here?
I told her you should be very afraid if they mistake me for you because she's much younger. But she's gorgeous. You know, she's a pretty, pretty, pretty girl, you know? So I always tell her, just go for yourself because you're going to want to, you know? But she does her stand-up thing. I don't do stand-up. But she's doing her thing, you know? She told me she's my stalker. She's my professional stalker. She don't care what I think. She don't get nothing I say.
Oh my God! Let me tell you something. Jackay told me when I first came in, she was like, "You're gonna have to get your own brand."
But can I just say something for a quick second? I was like, "Oh crap, they're not the same person."
No. It's crazy, right?
I'm an inch taller than her, and I try to keep the hair lighter. But yeah, I mean, a person to look like. I love that.
Both of you, absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful. I want us to
gorgeous
do something
legends.
Together. One day, I really want us to look. We did on Young and Hungry. We played sisters.
Wow!
But she's such a fantastic actress. Like you don't know that.
And so are you.
I appreciate it. But she, honey, she get them lines. She get the thought out. And she's on Days of Our Lives right now.
Killing it right now.
Killing it. So very excited. Yeah, it was a good surprise.
That was great.
I did that uncensored. I thought Jack A was going to come.
Get out of here.
I was like, she's coming in.
Get out of here, you guys. I love this
show.
That
was fun.
And I hope you do too. So set your DVR because we have a huge star on the show tomorrow, Madonna.
Oh.
We're also talking to Madonna. So come back for Madonna. Bye, you guys.
Thank you. You were good.